Judy.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Are you the only one, Judy?
I don't know. I didn't hear anybody unless they're muted.
Okay. Then you're the only one.
I don't, like I said, I just got on, so I don't know if anybody's muted or not.
You said, good evening.
Good evening. Jasmine.
Good evening.
Good evening, Hannah.
We will begin with all the shaming food, followed by the verse connecting us to certainty. Last night we counted the day 45 of the Omer. We will start with step two of the counting. Which is the verses before the blessing. Psalm 138:8.
Adonai Elohei Waheh Yigmor Be'adi. Adonai Elohei Waheh Hazdecha Le'olam Maaseh Yadicha El Teref.
Psalm 57:3.
Echra Le'elohim Elyon La'el Gomer Alay.
Ezekiel 16:6.
Va'evor al Elohim va'eresh mitposeset. Bedamayish va'yomar lach bedamayish ayin. Va'yomar lach bedamayish ayin. Psalm 104:1-2. Harki nafshi et Adonai, Yohewahe, Elohim, Yohewahe, Elohe gadalta meod, hod v'hadar lavashta, o teor, v'salma note shemayim. Tyria. Step three is to say the blessing. Baruch Ata Adonai Yod-Heh Vav-Heh Yod-Heh Vav-Heh Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvotav, Tetzivanu. Al Sefirat HaOmer. Hayom Shlishi V'arba'im Yom LaOmer, Shehem Shisa Shavuot V'yom Echad. Today is the 46th. It's not Yom Echad, it's Yom Shilishi. Oh, actually, Yom Arba'a. Today is the 46th day of the Omer, which is 6 weeks and 4 days. Harachaman hu yachatzir avodat beit hamikdash limkoma bibhera b'yameinu. And we all say amen. Psalm 67, the menorah psalm. Lam natsea binginot mizmor shir. Elohim yechanenu bivarkenu. Ya'er panav itanu sela. La da'at ba'aretz darkecha. Bekol goim Yeshua Techa, Yoducha mim Elohim, Yoducha mim Kulam. Yismechu v'ranenu ki tishpot, Amim, Mishor ulumim, Ba'aretz tan. Nach, nam, natem, tanchem. The letter, the closed letter mem, the final mem, is the letter that is connecting us to the water. And that final letter connecting to the water is a code word. Water is a code word for Torah. So we need to concentrate or be aware of what aspects of our personality and our character traits, what aspects keep us from studying Torah, and how we can change ourselves so we can study more Torah. Baretz Yoducha Amim Elohim, Yoducha Amim Kulam, Eretz Na Yevulayev Arkeinu, Elohim Eloheinu. Elohim Yiru Oto. Call of The 46th word is the word Afsay. And the word Ephes, the first three letters of Afsay, means nothingness. And so the word can be translated, it's not normally done this way, but it can be translated as my nothingness. And it's the idea that as we lower our ego, we become nothing. It's Betul Hashem. We become nothing relative to Hashem. And this is how we receive everything, when we become nothing. The Anna Bakoa Anna Bakoa Gedulat Shemim Sa Kati Serura Aleph Bet Gimel Yitak Sadi Kabel Rina Sagbenu Taharenu Nora Ufre Shayan Sintet Nut Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kevavat Shamre Nun Gimel Dalet Yudkashin Barchem tacharem rachamei sitkacha tamid gamlem betet reish tzaditach gimel chasin kadosh erov tulcha na'el adatecha Et kufet et nunayim. Yachid geer lamcha b'nei zokrei kedushatecha. Yud gimel lamed pezayim kuf. Shavatenu kabel ushma tziyakatenu. Yodea ta'alumot Shinkufav Zadi Yudtah. And the fourth word, the letter of the fourth word, is the Tzadi, the letter Tzadi, representing the Tzadikim. And we have to evaluate our own character traits to see what aspect of the tzaddik that we need to grow into. What aspect do we need to change about ourselves so that we can become the tzaddik? In the eighth verse, as we say in a whisper, Step 9. Ribono shel olam, ata tzevitanu al yedei Moshe, avdecha lizbor sefirata omer, Kidei l'tacharenu, mikli potenu, tu matenu. Kimo shikatavta, v'torata huspartem, lahem, michan, mimcharad ha-shabbat. Miyom haviyachem, meto omer ha-tenufa sheva shabbatot. Tami motiina mimacharad ha-shabbat. Hashvi tesifru tamishim yom kidei sheitacharu. Nafshotamcha Yisrael mitzo hamatam uvachem. Yehi ratzon milfanecha Adonai Yehuwai Eloheinu Elohei Avotenu Shebisut Sefirat Omer Shesafarti Hayom Yetukan Mashebagamti Sefirat Netzach Shebimalhu. Netzach is the eternal victory, eternity. Malchut is manifestation. It translates as kingdom, but it's really a garden. It's really a tool of manifestation, the energy of manifestation. And we have to ask ourselves, what does eternity in the frame of manifestation look like? How do we have to change ourselves so that we can manifest eternal life? V'yet ta'er v'yet kadesh v'kdusha shel ma'ala amen selah. The Tzadikim who left this day, on the 46th day, sorry for the delay, my computer is a little slow tonight. Today is the second day of Sivan. Tzadikim who chose to leave this day, Rabbi Yisrael Hager, Rabbi Chaim Elazar Shapira, Rabbi Mordechai Yecheskiyahu Ben Shimon, Rabbi Yaakov Weil, And our class today is the writings of the Ari for the Parsha Bamidbar. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row 14, the second column from the left. When the landing page opens up, scroll down to Parsha Bamidbar. And there are two links. But the first one is rebound counting, and that's what we will be reading tonight. We will start with a L'shem Yichud. Does anybody have any questions? L'shem Yichud Kud Shabarichu Ishkinte Bid Hilu. Urhimud, Hilud, Hilu, Urhimud. Leachta, Lishem, Yudhe, Bavavhe, Beyehuda, Shalim, Beshem, Kol Yisrael. Limud Torah Mitzvah, Lasok Torah Mitzvah. Vahino, Amadonai, Eloheinu, Aleinu, Masei, Adenu, Konene, Aleinu, Masei, Adenu, Konenehu. In the portion of the Torah that we read this week, God commands Moses to take a census of the Jewish people for all the tribes other than the tribe of Levi. He was instructed to count every male 20 years old or more. And following this, the tribes are assigned their positions in the desert encampment and their traveling information. The Levites were then counted separately, every male 1 month old or more, according to the three Levite clans descended from the three sons of Levi, Gershon, Kehot, and Merari. They were then assigned their respective positions in the encampment and the traveling information. Finally, at the end of the portion begins the detailed instructions for each Levite clan in the process of dismantling and carrying the tabernacle whenever the children of Israel were commanded to continue their trek in the desert. The instructions for the sons of Kehot close the portion, and the instructions for the son of Gershon and Merari continue at the beginning of the following portion, which is Naso. Together with these instructions is the command to count the members of each clan eligible for service, that is, from 30 years old until 50 years old. The overall tribe of Levi is the source of the five states of Geburah. The Torah calls counting each tribe or Levite clan lifting up its head. Thus we read, and God spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, lift up the head of the sons of Kehot from amongst the sons of Levi, according to their families and their fathers' houses. And God spoke to Moses, saying, lift up the heads of the sons of Gershon as well, according to their fathers' houses and their families. However, with regard to the clan of Merari, the Torah simply says, the sons of Merari number them according to their families and their fathers' houses. The expression lift up the head of is not used. Also, we note that in the case of the Kehot and the Merari clans, the order of the census is according to their families and their fathers' houses, while in the case of the clan of Gershon, this is reversed, according to their fathers' houses and their families. The Arizal explains these differences according to Kabbalah. The overall tribe of Levi is the source of the five states of Geburah, known as the crown of Gibborah, the feminine portion. Love and fear of God are the two wings with which a person's service to God takes flight. Kabbalah and Hasidut explain that love and fear of God are the two wings with which a person's service to God takes flight. That is, a person can perfunctorily perform all of the Torah's mitzvot, but unless he does so out of love and fear of Hashem, his service does not connect him consciously to Hashem. He may be doing God's will, and he will affect the world and receive his due reward for this. However, he is performing God's will incompletely. For God desires that we serve him enthusiastically as well. Thus, love and fear should characterize the service of God. The Sefirot that corresponds to love and fear are Chesed and Gevurah, respectively. In the microcosm of divine service, the Holy Temple, the priests, the Kohanim personified the Sefirah of Chesed, and the Levites the Sefirah of Gevurah. The priests performed their duties quietly and calmly, evoking the image of still water, while the Levites were the choir and orchestra, arousing the emotions of the children of Israel, looking on and evoking the image of passion and fire. In order to concretize the reality of divinity in this world, the female must evince great strength and power. Kabbalah considers chesed and love the male side of reality, and gibborah and fear or awe the female side. There are, of course, many cross manifestations of this dualism, but these are the exceptions or subcategories rather than the rule. In a general way, this accords with what we have said previously about male-female approaches to life in the world, that the male is a more abstract emphasis, while the female is a more concrete. In order to concretize the reality of divinity in this world, the female must evince great strength and power so as not to be overcome by the distracting forces of evil. She derives this power, of course, from the inspiration she takes from the male. In this context, the male is the giver, and she is the recipient. What the Ariel will describe briefly in the coming paragraphs is how the main female partsuf, the nufa of Zeranpin, is constructed from the gevura aspects of the preceding sefirot. In any case, we see from this that the priest, the Levite combination, is the source and archetype for the duality of male and female. This is why it is written in Parashat Bamidbar, "Do not count them together with the children of Israel. They are the states of Gevurah set aside for the female." Still, the Levites manifest these states of Gevurah as they exist inside Zeranpin, before they are given to the Nukva. They themselves are therefore male. After these states of Gevurah are given to the Nukva, they become female states of Gevurah, women and not men. As we said, the female receives her power from the inspiration she derives from the male. Thus, her states of Gevurah are derived from the Gevurah in the male. Now, these states of Gevurah are divided into several categories. there are two general categories, each of which subdivides into three subcategories. The first category has three subcategories. One, the crown of Gibeah, which comprises the five states of Gibeah, and is situated at the level of the brain of Dot of Nukva. This is the source of the five states of Gibeah that will be described as the next subcategory. Two, the five states of Gibeah as they spread further throughout her body. And three, from her chesed to her hod. The third level is the aggregate composed of the preceding states. These are called the five states of Gibeah, feminine waters, in her yesod. In the first category, we have the five states of Gibeah at the levels of one dot and two chesed to hod. And three yesod. Just as the main aspects of any world is its emotions, the midot and zeronpin, so too the main aspect of any partsuf is its midot. Here then, the chief manifestations of the five states of Gibeah is in the second subcategory, that is the body of the partsuf of Nukva. The first subcategory is the intellectual origin of these states, while the third subcategory is their drive for expression. God is distinguished from Chokhmah and Bina by its subjective character, whereas the focus in Chokhmah and Bina is in the idea per se, its force and power or development and ramifications. In Dot, the idea is analyzed vis-a-vis its implications for the person. This is the origin within the intellect of the emotional response. Since Chesed and Gibeah are the primary emotions, this means that there is a proto-Chesed and a proto-Gibeah within Dot. Yesod is not an emotion of content, but of drive. Yesod is where all the previous emotions coalesce. It is therefore not an emotion of content, but of drive. The five emotions of content are Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, and Hod. Since these are five in number, there are in Dot five aspects, or states of proto-chesed, and five of proto-Gibeah. The five states of Gibeah within Dot act thus as a sort of keter to the subsequent bona fide states, so they are collectively called the crown of Gibeah. When the higher Sephirot pour into Yesod, their respective aspects of Gibeah coalesce as well into an aggregate Gibeah. This Gibeah powers the feminine waters of Yesod, which is a term for the power of the female Yesod, to arouse the male Yesod and inspire him to couple with her. Yesod is an essence oriented down toward the lower level, Malchut, acting as the drive for expression, which is the quintessence of the female. But this aggregate Gibeah in Yesod is directed upward, back towards Zeronpin, to arouse it to recharge, re-inspire, and re-inseminate its Nukva in order that she be able to continue her task of spreading divinity in the world with the requisite inspiration. The second category has three subcategories of its own. One, the five states of Gibeah given to her when her partsuf is first formed and completed, These are given to her for the construction of her body and skeleton. 2, her first set of 5 states of Gibborah given to her after her body has been completed. Zeron Pin transfers these states of Gibborah to her via her Yesod in their first sexual intercourse, which is what turns her into a vessel. 3, an additional new set of 5 states of Gibborah that he transfers to her via her Yesod in their subsequent intercourse. Whenever they couple after the first time, he gives her a new set of 5 states of Gibborah. The second category of Gibborah states relates to the intrinsic construction of the Partsuf itself and its insemination of Zeron Pin. The first category could be seen as being aspects of all 3 subcategories of the second category. That is, when the Nukva is first constructed, she is given Gibborah aspects in her Dat, her Midot, and her Yesod. And the same is true whenever she couples with Zeron Pin. And I am adding, this is the reason that virginity is prized in earlier generations. At least this is my opinion. The 3 clans of the Levites. Gershon, Kehot, and Merari manifest the 3 subcategories. But I, Rabbi Chaim Vital, do not remember whether they manifest the subcategories of the first category or the second. The numerical value of Gershon is 559. This is the same with the kolel as that of the word for flask, the Hebrew keset, 560. In the phrase, the flask of the scribe, his clan manifests the 5 states of Gibborah indicated by the 5 final letters, Mem Nun Sadi Pei Chaf, whose combined numerical value is 280. Since these letters have 2 forms, their numerical value may be doubled, giving 560, which again is the numerical value of the word for flask. The 5 letters that have final forms are like the flask that holds and contains the ink. A main manifestation of the 5 states of Gibborah is the 5 organs of speech in the mouth: the throat, the palate, the teeth, the lips, and the tongue. These are seen as 5 dams that stop or give form to the amorphous breath, rising from the lungs. Since they limit, restrain, form, and give definition to the breath, they are seen as 5 states or aspects of Gibborah. In the alphabet, this phenomena is reflected in the 5 letters that have final forms. Special forms when these letters appear at the end of a word. They are thus allegorically like the flask that holds and contains the ink. The clan of Gershon is, as we said, one of the 3 subcategories. It comprises the 5 states of Gibborah that spread through the body of the body of Nukva. As is known, these 5 states of Gibborah descend rapidly to the Yesod of Nukva and rebound upward from that level as reflected light. In this process, this light reaches her Keter, thus spreading through her entire Parsuf. This is similar to how the states of Chesed descend into the Yesod of Zeranpin and rebound upward as reflected light. Although above, Rabbi Chaim Vital said he was not sure if the three clans of Levites correspond to the subcategories of the first or the second category, here he seems to take it for granted that they will correspond to those of the first category. The reflected light here is the feminine waters described above. In the process of being reflected, the light that ricochets off Yesod gains the power of Yesod, together with the residual power of its own descent. Thus enables it to reascend to a point higher than its point of origin. Reaching Keter means that the overall will of her entire being is overtaken and permeated with the will to be united with Zeranpin. As we have explained, the first three states of Giborah of Nukva are hidden. Only the latter two states, her Netzach and Hod, are revealed. These latter states are the only ones that ascend in this process and thus become revealed. It will be recalled that the five states of Giborah correspond to and are manifest in the five Sefirot from Chesed to Hod. The Arizal explains elsewhere that when the five states of Giborah become a manifest in these Sefirot of Nukva, why do they do so in a uniform manner? Rather, the first three, Chesed, Giborah, and Tiferet, remain clothed within a sheath, which derives from the Yesod of Zeranpin. Only the latter two, Netzach and Hod, enter Yesod exposed. Psychologically, we could say that this means that the light at the level of the first three states of Giborah, those of the three primary emotions, retain a certain measure of the consciousness of their source in Zeranpin. This precludes them from truly becoming vested in the Yesod of Nukva, since a primary emotion is too much a matter of feeling to be diverted to the path leading toward practical action. Only Netzach and Hod, which are already much more action-oriented than the first three states, can be said to truly enter and be actively present within Yesod. The other three are there, but they are cloaked by their memory of their origin. Thus only Netzach and Hod are touched directly by the identity and power of Yesod, the drive for fulfillment, and thus experience the rebounding energy sending them back up to the Keter of the Nukva as described above. This is the mystical meaning of the verse, "Lift up the head of the sons of Gershon." Counting them is referred to as lifting up their head, alluding to their ascent in order to shine, as we have explained. It is for this reason as well that only those that had attained the age of 30 were counted, for only such individuals derived from the upper three, upper three covered states of Giborah, each of which comprised 10 substates, giving 30 aspects or years. These are the only ones that need light shined upon them. Therefore, only those Levites 30 years old and older are counted. God commanded Moses to count all the Levites between the ages of 30 and 50 for the purpose of service in the temple. The wording of the command in the Hebrew, however, is split into two clauses. The first, from age 30 and higher, implies only that those who had attained at least 30 years were counted. The fact that only those over 30-year-olds who were under 50 were in fact counted is not made clear until the second clause, until age 50, is stated. Thus, the verse seems to imply that the main factor is being over 30. Being under 50 is only an afterthought. By counting the 30-year-old Levites, we are forcing them to participate in this rebounding ascent as well. In this way, the Givurah statutes of Chesed, Givurah, Tiferet can also experience the illumination naturally experienced by the Netzachot states. However, since there are a total of five states of Givurah, the Levites are counted up to the age of 50, for they all form a single unit. That is the end of the section. Does anyone have any questions? I'm sure you will need to find someone who can repair these . We're going to call the class at this point. Does anyone have any questions? Tomorrow is Wednesday, so we will have a class . We will prepare the men that we will prepare our classes for tomorrow. Will be you think I'm a little tired? We will prepare the classes tomorrow. 1 and 4:30 will be a deep Zohar for the Parsha of Lech Lecha. And the 1 at 7 o'clock will be questions and answers. We will have a Psalms class on Psalm 67. As we study the Levites. You all have a beautiful evening, a good day tomorrow, and hopefully we will speak and see each other tomorrow evening. Shalom Gadol to all.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Thank you.
Thank you all. Shalom Gadol.